How does one advertise a COVID vaccine? I'm David Brancaccio. One explanation for an early sell-off today on Wall Street is the gloomy assessment of the economy offered by the Federal Reserve Chief Jerome Powell yesterday. He spoke after the last interest rate setting meeting before the presidential election. Let's turn to a professional Fed watcher, the chief economist at the tax and advisory firm Grant Thornton, Diane Swonk.
What we saw was a much more somber and sober tone from the Federal Reserve chair than the overall statement suggested. And what you're hearing from him is how the Fed fears about the downside risk to the forecast, and they really do feel that, you know, they're running out of ammunition. The Fed chair continued to say they can lend but cannot spend, and many of the problems we face require more spending by Congress. The Fed wants a little bit of inflation if it gets them back below, even Chairman Powell said, 3.5% unemployment again, because of the help that that provides to the lowest wage workers, those hardest hit by the crisis. He wants more inclusive growth, and the Fed trying to level the playing field and give low wage workers a little leg up on their employers by running the economy a little hot. If Wall Street actually fully absorbed, it really is a different kind of economy, one that Wall Street would not be as pleased with, but certainly the workers on Main Street with better wage gains and more inclusive wage gains, including Black and Hispanic workers seeing better wage gains. That's something that could be harder for Wall Street because it could be a smaller profit share in the U.S. economy.
Economist Diane Swonk. A company called Snowflake started trading its stock for the first time yesterday. It's more than doubled in one day. Snowflake stores data remotely. The stock is now down 14% on day two here. Marketplace's Nova Safo has more.
Snowflake is not exactly a household name, but businesses know it. The tech firm's software promises to help make sense of data that businesses store on the cloud. Snowflake says it's doubled its customer base in the last 12 months or so, and that more than a quarter of Fortune 500 companies use its product. Its initial public offering may have also gotten a boost from key votes of confidence, the first from Warren Buffett, who's known to be averse to IPOs. Still, his Berkshire Hathaway bought hundreds of millions of dollars worth of Snowflake stock. And the second from Salesforce, another cloud-based platform popular with businesses, which also bought stock in Snowflake. In all, the company raised $3.5 billion yesterday, making instant billionaires of two of its executives. Not bad for a firm that has yet to turn a profit. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Palo Alto Networks. As you innovate to transform your business in today's digital world, how do you stay secure? At Palo Alto Networks, our mission is to protect your digital way of life. Whether it's unprecedented opportunities or uncertainties with AI and whatever comes next, we continually deliver innovation to make each day safer and more secure than the one before. More at paloaltonetworks.com.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Of the 20% of those polled who say they're not planning on getting vaccinated for COVID, 7 in 10 of those are worried about safety if a vaccine is approved too soon. There's clearly a question of trust here. As part of our Fast Track series about the huge challenge of getting a vaccine to people, let us consult Glenn Nowak, a professor and director of the Center for Health and Risk Communication at the University of Georgia. Thanks for joining us.
Well, welcome. Thank you for the invitation.
Whenever we get access to a coronavirus vaccine, later this year on the president's timeline, middle of next year for widespread access, according to the current director of the CDC, you've seen these polls. Maybe one in five won't be interested in getting the shot. What do you think is needed?
Well, to get people to get vaccinated, trust is often essential. And so it's not actually surprising that one in five would be are expressing reluctance to get a vaccine or get the COVID vaccine. Flu vaccine, it's probably even higher than that.
I mean, these trust issues are nettlesome. I mean, some may have the perception that the vaccine that's not particularly safe might be pushed early, according to the presidential election calendar. Trust in medical authorities may have eroded. People haven't forgotten that CDC people were telling people to avoid wearing masks early in the pandemic. And, you know, some public service announcements on radio, TV, and online might not fix that trust problem.
Well, I think what you're seeing is a couple things. One is the National Institutes of Health has launched a ad campaign that is targeted at minorities to try to get more Hispanics and more African-American, Black Americans into clinical trials. So it's people, you know, everyday people talking about what motivated them. That can be tremendously effective. And the good news is in this country is that the vast majority of people still do trust their healthcare provider. And so healthcare providers are going to play an essential role in terms of communicating and educating people about these vaccines. But for them to be able to do that, they also have to have a high degree of confidence in the safety and effectiveness of the vaccines that they're recommending and providing.
The getting a vaccine out was labeled Operation Warp Speed. Now, I like my Star Trek probably more than many, but some people may be thinking that speed is not everything when it comes to dealing with this.
The problem with the word speed is that it sounds like you're racing. And while there is a sense of a race here, the real issue is urgency. You want to convey the fact that this is an urgent undertaking. It's not an undertaking where corners are being cut or we're going to be offering something before it's time. You probably are going to want more data on the safety and effectiveness, and you're not going to have good answers to some questions, such as how long will this vaccine protect us? Because that's contingent upon how long you can look for that data.
Glenn Nowak is director of the Center for Health and Risk Communication at the University of Georgia and used to run communications for the CDC's National Immunization Program. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Updating the Dow is down 250 points, 0.9%. I'm David Brancaccio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. We're from APM, American Public Media.